Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody, Part 2. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in front, or behind, it depends on how you look at the computer, a very angry computer, a computer I'm very angry with. I'm not really decided whose fault it is. I'm sure it's mine. It's never the technology's fault. I'm probably trying to do too many things at a mini. Anyways, I am speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon.
How are you, Esmeralda?
I'm good. How are you?
Frustrated. I'm very, very, very frustrated. But that's okay.
You know, is it weird for me to think whenever people say, how are you, and then I say it, I almost feel like they're going to say it again, and then we're going to become like this weird cycle of, how are you? How are you? How are you?
No, that's every office dinner party. You've nailed it.
I feel like it's just going to become a cycle of just asking how you are.
I know, but it's still nice. It's still nice to do. It's a very common courtesy that I don't appreciate enough. Very negative nowadays with this computer of mine. How could I be mad at technology that costs $200?
Because like, that's a lot of money.
But that's how much the computer cost. Like, it's not an expensive piece of machinery here.
Well, yeah, but it should work how it should work.
I know, and I'm tripping. Whatever. Should be grateful that I'm able to do this. We couldn't do this 10 years ago. Hell, we couldn't really do it 5 years ago. So, still, once I don't know. I'm just frustrated right now. And I apologize, listener, at home in your ears. Merle, say something that will cheer me up, please.
You're better off than the serial butt stabber.
Continue.
In Fairfax County in Virginia, there is a serial butt stabber.
That is very close to me.
That they haven't been able to find.
That is very, very close to me.
Well, just don't go to Forever 21's.
Oh, really?
H&M.
Oh.
Marshall's. Well, this is all in Virginia, though.
It's not that far.
I don't think the guy's going to travel.
Do you realize how close that is?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I don't think he's going to pop over to... I mean, do you go to Fairfax County?
Yeah, all the time.
To do your shopping?
Let me see exactly where Fairfax County is. I just pulled up my map. Yeah, Fairfax County. I was in Fairfax County last week.
All right, well, just, you know, he only does it to ladies.
Oh, that's good. I'm fine then.
You're good.
Thank God.
But what he does is he has like a box cutter, and he'll just, you know, swipe it at their butts. Well, and they don't notice. Like, they think, oh, just something rubbed against me. And then later they're bleeding from their bottom. And
so it's not like he's trying to go perpendicular or parallel to the crack. It's just whatever he can get.
Yeah, he's just slashing.
Oh, God. What's the worst injury?
It's just that. It hasn't really been very... He doesn't, you know, he's not stabbing.
The butt has to scar.
He's just slashing.
He's slashing prices. Sorry, I'm sorry. God damn, why? Why? What kind of weird... Not what kind of weird. I completely understand what kind of weird. This is the only thing he could do to make him come anymore, so he does it. The end.
Yeah, and actually, just recently, police are setting up a task force.
Oh, God.
To find him.
What do they need to do on a task force?
I don't think it's a group of dudes rather than just a couple.
If this guy's smart, he'll wait again for the fall to hit.
Yeah, he's been doing it since February.
Oh, this is... This guy
so
knows what
he
he's
had
doing.
Like three,
or
he
girl.
Did three times in February, and then he went March, skipped April, he was busy.
This is
May, only once, and then he had a bit of a thing going in June,
Jesus.
And then July.
Well, good for him, I guess. I don't know, because will that really screw up your life in any way? I mean, besides being crazy weird.
Slashed. Wait, if you're the slasher or you get slashed?
If you get slashed, like, yeah,
it would make you more paranoid, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's not gonna like change how you sit, right? Because it's just the fattiest part of your body.
Well, it might be sore.
Will it?
Yeah.
Because if you don't even notice it at first, how sore could it be?
Yeah, but it's not. They're standing. When you're standing, it's different. When you put pressure on your butt and there's a big old slash on
yeah.
it.
Yeah, is it big? Are they big slashes?
I don't think so, because they say that they thought it was a hanger or clothes. It simply just brushed up against them.
Okay, see,
so I don't think he's. I think it's a bit more of a scratch, because he's got to get through whatever cloth is on their butt.
Well, I shouldn't laugh. This is an awful thing. Honestly, this is an awful thing.
Well, it's awful, but, you know, no one's dead.
Yeah, exactly. What if he's got, like, an AIDS blade?
What's that?
What if he's got like he's using a rusty blade full of AIDS?
Oh well, yeah. I mean, that would be different.
Yeah, maybe he's doing that, and no one knows.
But it's
they have
kind of like
AIDS.
When someone you see is in an accident, like they fall on their face, and then you're like, "Oh my God, are you okay?" And they go, "Yeah," and then you laugh at them because they're okay.
Except this one, but someone didn't fall on their face. Someone, a stranger, brutally attacked them.
But that's
from
what
behind.
I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. They're okay. They just got a slash on their butt. No one's dead.
That's
so
you'd
it's
make
funny.
A bad parent or a good parent, depending. I don't know. Depends
but
on
we
country.
Should we should stress that butt stabbing is a serious crime.
Yeah, I don't think we need to stress it. I think it's a fucking obvious.
Well, you know, when the cops do catch him, you know,
but
it's not like
advocating.
They're gonna just be like, oh, don't do it again.
A slap on the wrist.
Yeah, a literal slap on the wrist.
How do you prove it's the same guy?
What's that?
How do you prove it's the same guy?
Well, because he's doing it in stores and malls and things, there's cameras.
Oh, okay. So you're going to... Okay, that makes... Well, if they haven't caught him on camera yet, why would they catch him now?
No, they have. They have. They just haven't found the guy.
So they know who it is.
Well, I mean, they have a picture of him.
Why wouldn't you say that guy's name at the top of every newscast?
Because they don't know who it is.
Then
they
don't know who it is.
They have a picture, but they don't know his name.
I should know
we
more.
We don't have face recognition technology, Brandon.
Thank God.
I can't figure out his
this
name.
This story would be so boring if we only got to hear of it once. Instead, we get to hear of it 10 times spread over 10 months.
Yeah.
We're lucky civilization. God damn it. Sorry. Any other news?
I find this weird because I don't find her butt attractive at all, but apparently Pippa Middleton.
Wait, are we doing all ass show today?
Is it? Oh, God, I didn't notice that.
So far,
that.
Two for two.
I like that I didn't notice it.
Pippa Middleton.
Maybe because it's a whole different sort of butt story.
It will continue.
Her trend. The trend now for butts, apparently, is Pippa Middleton's butt.
What the hell?
Which is, you know, the princess.
She's the sister of Kate Middleton.
Yes. She was the one, you know, behind her in the dress. And I was like, oh, God, she's so pretty. Which, I don't know, I don't see it.
Okay.
She is a bit mannish.
She's a bit mannish for you. Okay. Why is she a bit mannish?
Have you seen her?
No, I'm looking her up. I'm Googling her right now on my phone.
So if you look at her and then you look at Kate, Kate's the older one.
Okay.
Pippa Middleton does, she looks way older.
Pippa looks older than Kate is what you're saying.
Yes. But anyway, her bottom, everybody wants that butt.
How old is she?
She's 27, I believe.
Yeah, she looks
and
about
Kate
30.
Kate is 29.
She looks 33.
Yeah, she looks... She
but
looks
she doesn't look
better.
Bad.
I just... she looks a little rough.
She's fine. No, she doesn't look rough.
I think she looks rough. Like,
what's
she
your
needs
definition
a,
of rough?
She needs a face scrub or something.
Nah, she's fine.
But anyway, people want that. People want that butt. There's been... you know, like... People have been going to the plastic surgeon asking for her butt rather than, you know, I want a big old J-Lo butt.
Well, I still haven't found a bikini pic yet. Oh, here we go. Okay, that's from the front. There's nothing from the side. Oh, here we go.
Well, you can't find, there's the big famous
It looks moderate.
One. Yeah, it's like, meh.
It's a moderate, sensible one.
There's nothing, you know.
That's
whatever.
Good. No, that's a good idea.
I guess.
Because you could always, like, add to it. I don't know.
You could
But if you go too big and then you're stuck.
What
if
she made of clay? She just slaps on a little more.
Yeah, think about it.
It's the morning, she's like, it's looking a little flat.
No,
I
think
just
about it. Think about when someone's, like, crazy obese and then they lose a lot of weight and there's all that extra skin.
Oh, gross.
So you
layer
makes
that
sense.
Skin on, make a butt.
Yeah. She's got a normal butt. It's just a regular butt. It's what it is.
Well, people.
Oh, I get it. They get it from. They like the photo where she's like bending down with the dress at the wedding itself, not the bikini one.
No, I've only seen the one where she's walking in.
I just Googled Kate. What did I Google? Pippa Middleton sunbathing. That's all.
Oh, okay.
And that's what you get. It's like the third result if you start typing in Pippa Middleton.
I just think it's funny you put in sunbathing.
Yeah, because the first one, I got nothing. And the next one was
you didn't put Pippa Middleton butt?
No, I put Pippa Middleton, like, period, and then Pippa Middleton photos, and then the third one is Pippa Middleton sunbathing, so I just clicked on that.
Okay.
So there you
go. All right.
I'm guiding people via Google. Why? I don't even understand the whole idea of ass implants. Seems
well,
to
some
be...
people have frighteningly flat asses.
Why is that a bad thing?
Because it just doesn't look good. Have you ever seen someone with a flat ass in pants?
Who?
Ugh.
Who?
You've never seen that.
No, but
it's
like
just,
name
it's
one.
Sad.
Well,
I don't know, because
it's usually just
no celebrity has a flat ass. They're gonna get it fixed.
It's usually just ill-fitting pants.
Well, no. If you had something in there, it would.
Not all the time.
Push it out.
This Ibiza looks fun that they're at. I want to go to Ibiza now. All the
you
want
to go to?
Yeah, I want to go to Ibiza now.
Go to a rave.
Yeah, I'm good. Let's go to raves and shit. I didn't do enough raving in my life. I feel like I'm too old. That's okay. Are you going to go see Scott Pilgrim tonight?
Why would I go see Scott Pilgrim?
It's the movie in Wicker Park. It's the last one of the summer. Did you ever? Have you gone on any of those this year? Movies?
No.
Why not?
Because I only went to the big one in Grant Park.
Did you go this year?
No, because it's not there
anymore. Oh, they canceled it?
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Things cost money. How does that make you feel? How does money make
I don't go to the other ones because they're pretty lame movies. I don't care to watch Scott Pilgrim outside.
Why?
Because I don't...
What would you prefer to watch outside?
Well, let's see. Like, I saw Rebel Without a Cause in Grant Park.
Have you ever seen Rebel Without a Cause?
I hadn't.
Okay, well, I disagree. I think you should only see movies you've already seen in Grant Park or outdoors in general. You're going to miss a lot of the movie regardless of where you sit due to your circumstance. Therefore, if you're watching a drama, there's a lot that can get lost. Now, Rebel Without a Cause is very easy to follow and understand. I said the same thing twice. There's nothing that visually stunning about it. So if there's a head pops up in front of you, it's not a big deal. That's why last week I saw Gentlemen Prefer Blondes in the park. That was fine. It's a comedy. But tonight they're screening Cool Hand Luke, and there's no way in hell I want to watch Cool Hand Luke in a crowd full of people talking inevitably.
Oh, I love Cool Hand Luke.
But I don't want to sit through that with the giant crowd. You know what I mean?
Well, then don't go.
Well, I'm not going to. You really know how to stop a conversation, Merle.
Watch it at your house.
Yeah, I know. I could do these things. We know what we can.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to those movies in the park.
It's different, though, but it's got to
watch it at my house.
You could do a lot of things in your house. Do it outside.
Exactly.
Get some fresh air.
I get plenty of fresh air in my house. I got a fan.
Oh, that's nice. So you have processed fan air. It's great.
It's not processed. How is it processed?
I'm just fucking with you.
The fan only moves the air.
I know. It's processing the air, isn't it?
I just like you think there's some sort of a...
It's processed air.
Filter
that's
in
that's exactly how it works.
The fan makes air.
Are you watching Louis this season?
I am.
What, have you seen the Eddie episode?
I did.
What'd you think?
I'd seen a Twitter or a Facebook thing from Fritz, James Fritz.
Yeah. Friend of the show, James Fritz.
Seen him cry.
Yeah, did it make you cry?
No, but I was like, ooh, I see what he means.
Yeah, we're talking about the episode with Doug Stanhope. Eddie is Louis' friend from back in the day, and he sounds like half the comics we know at the Hungry Brain.
I know, that's what I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, like, oh, that's Junior.
I almost want to be like, hey, everybody, please don't kill yourselves.
If you listen to any show I do with just Junior, it always ends that way.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm really worried about all of our friends.
They're all going to just be a mass open mic murder.
That's pretty much what an open mic is. It's just it's strung out over 50 years of murders.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. But it was great. Did you see the Joan
Rivers
one?
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Did you see Joan?
Yes.
What did you think of that one?
Oh, my God. It killed me at the end.
Love when they fuck.
It was awesome. I was like, oh, God.
Awesome.
I thought that was awesome.
It was
I even
great.
Tweeted to him. I tweeted to Louis C.K.
What did you tweet to Louis?
That it was awesome.
Good.
I told him that episode just threw me through a loop. And John watched it.
Does John now like, usually watch it?
I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, what?
He don't understand having sex with an 80-year-old or a 70-year-old Joan Rivers. How old is she? I'll look it up now.
She's old as dirt.
Old dirt's very old. And
it is. A lot of minerals.
Great. Did you see Winnebago Man?
I have not.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Isn't it supposed to come out this weekend?
It's streaming right now on Hulu for like the next week. You should watch it.
Oh, that's right.
Watched it last night. I enjoyed it, but didn't really understand the point of it. Like, there's no...
Is it just about his little company or whatever?
No. It's not about the company. It's kind of a biography, kind of not. I don't know what to call it. She's 79, by the way, Joan Rivers.
Oh.
I'm sorry. She's 78.
Oh, okay.
And if
you go to her
Wikipedia page, there's some creepy girl, like, staring into the camera behind Joan Rivers. It's just kind of great. So, that's what's going on with things. What did you watch?
Didn't I just watch a documentary?
About Joan Rivers?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I've been watching a lot of Oprah behind the scenes.
Why?
Because they keep doing marathons of that shit.
Well,
and then I get invested in it, and then I just keep watching.
Is it any good?
Not really. I don't know.
Why are you watching it?
I don't know. I just get sucked in. It's terrible.
Are you proud of this?
Not really.
Then do you want to stop?
No. What? Are you going to come and do an intervention?
This is what this has become.
Delete the O network from my TV.
Yeah, maybe you should. You deleted like WGN from your TV.
I didn't.
You deleted like ESPN or something like super mainstream from your TV.
Yeah, because we don't watch sports.
Yeah, when I was there, I wanted to watch a Hawks game because you have cable and I don't, and I couldn't.
You just had to look up what number it was.
I don't know how to do that.
You look it up on the computer.
I don't know how to do... I don't know what system you have. It wasn't working out.
Comcast.
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't it say when, like, you're changing channels?
No, it doesn't. It says they don't like sports. You're at the wrong house. Very depressing.
You just didn't want to watch it that badly, because if you did, you would have asked.
I got frustrated and I just started listening to it on the radio instead. I'm not joking. That was fine. I like the radio. Nothing wrong.
Comcast, by the way.
Great. Good for you.
For
so proud
time.
Of yourself with Comcast.
Next time you want to look up your sports things.
Why don't you like sports? Give it a shot.
Eh.
Why? What about soccer?
Eh.
God damn, that's depressing.
No, I had my friend Alexis try to get me into that, and I just...
Is she going to the...
I would just make fun of them, and then she'd be like, but they're, whatever, fundamentals. And I'm like, what?
Why are you so negative?
Why? I just don't like it.
I know, but why? You didn't even really give it a chance.
I did. I went to the women's soccer finale or whatever. I went to a pub.
Oh, did you?
The Glow Pub with
her. How was it?
Go see it. It was okay. I don't know.
Why was it only okay?
I was secretly wishing Japan would win. And
they did. So why are you...
Only because people behind me were chanting USA, and that gets annoying. I just want to stand up and go, Japan!
And they won.
They did. So... Everyone's very depressed. I thought it was funny, because why are you so depressed? You didn't lose.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, it's true. You were not there playing.
It's good that you're not a big sports fan. You really don't understand rooting for people, do you?
I do, but it's like they were just like they were about to go shoot themselves. It's like, calm down.
What if they actually shot themselves? Would that make you happy?
Maybe, because then it'd be, you know, thinning the herd.
Jesus.
What?
You're a very mean lady.
It's true. That's what happens.
No, that's not what happens. The herd is not thinned.
It is. Thinned.
Have you seen Big Fat Gypsy Wedding?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I think it's funny that they... Where do they get all this money?
They don't talk about that.
And why don't they invest it into a proper house rather than those terrible caravans they live in?
I completely agree. Why don't they talk about
that? They live in these shitty-ass trailers. It's like, you have all this money for a wedding, but you can't buy a house? Come on.
Well,
you
really
know. An apartment?
Some of them live in houses.
Yeah, but most of them live in trailers.
Yeah, they do. I really don't understand the culture whatsoever.
It's not even a nice trailer. At least it could be a nice one.
Is there another show I could watch that would help me, like, understand what the hell they're doing? I'm completely serious. No, there's nothing, like, just
I
you're
don't
dumb.
Think so.
Deal with it. All right, that's fair.
The phenomenon. I mean, we don't have that here, really.
No, we don't. That's what I'm trying to figure it out.
But
no,
they're kind of. I mean, they're equivalent of just trash.
No, like, they're not
just
because
trashy.
No, it's because it's a religious component to it as well.
No, but I mean, they're the way they act.
Yeah, there's a religious component to it as well. Like all
the kids, way they act.
Yeah, the kids dress scandalous, to say the least. Like,
but yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They're kind of the equivalent of like Jersey Shore to me.
Unlike Jersey Shore, none of these people even kiss usually until they're married.
Okay, well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what their weddings are, how you see them dressing.
I'd like to clarify, I have no idea what I'm talking about, and I'm probably wrong about all of this, so. But that was a given. You're listening to this show. It's fine.
You're not expecting fact.
No, this is not a show about facts.
If you want facts and backed up reasons, this is not
backed up reasons. Is that what you just said? If you want facts and backed up reasons.
Well, you said thinned.
Oh, my God.
That's not a real word.
Jesus Christ.
Well, at least the way you used it. That's not how you used
I don't know where to go. You got a story or no?
This man in Naperville, don't go to Naperville. It's not a good place. He has stabbed his mother with a 6-inch butcher knife.
Oh, that's not good.
After she offered to make him a sandwich.
What kind of sandwich?
Well, they don't say because he stabbed her.
I could have seen myself doing that.
He stabbed her instead.
How old is he?
He's 27, but he looks, you know, a little off.
Man, that's depressing. That's so depressing and so relatable as well.
Oh, well, see, this is... His mother had brought him home from a behavioral health facility.
Oh, no. Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, that's a sad one. God damn. Well,
he began... This sentence makes me imagine Benny Hill music playing in the background. Well, no, because he said... The article says...
Why? Go ahead.
The mother offered to make the son a sandwich. Then the son grabbed a knife and began chasing her around the kitchen. And then he caught her in the driveway, pinned her to the ground, and then stabbed her.
Where did he stab her? She's dead, right?
She's dead, yeah. Okay. She's dead. And apparently he was doing it so hard that the blade fell off.
Oh, my God.
The knife.
That's one of those things where, like, at least you
no,
know.
No, wait, she's not dead.
What?
Wow, they really just.
You couldn't read down a paragraph and you just called someone's
death? Leave that to the end.
Where did he stab her?
She's in the ICU.
Where did he stab her? Don't say the driveway.
Chest and neck.
Chest and neck, and she's alive?
Yes.
This was a 6-inch knife or something like that?
Yeah, butcher knife.
Fucking shit.
But you kind of got to stab in a different way than you do with the other
one.
Oh,
my God. All right, well, she's alive.
You didn't stab her that much, though. Only 4 knife wounds.
I think one will do it in the neck.
Well, I know, but how they make it sound, it's like he just kept stabbing until...
Yeah. So who stopped who?
What do you mean?
Like, did he just stop on his own volition, or did she stop him, or did, like, the cops come? Who broke this up?
Well, they said the neighbors heard the screams, and then they called the police, and then the police found him just standing in the driveway.
Okay, so he's...
And she was across the street from her house.
So was she conscious?
I guess so. I mean, she... crawled her way across the street.
So she wasn't stabbed across the street. She was stabbed in her own driveway and then crawled across the street.
Yes.
Okay. What's
the
person's...
And the blood-soaked blade of a butcher's knife was
found. Is that what it really
says? It does.
It was ketchup from the sandwich.
Yeah.
What if it was ketchup from the sandwich and this was just a giant ruse? Think about that. And also, who uses ketchup on a sandwich? That story's insane already.
That is gross.
That is the most disgusting part of this entire story.
Ketchup
I've
on
just
a
made up. What's the guy's name?
George.
George
without
what?
An E.
Oh, like Horge? Horge? Gorg?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I keep reading this wrong. I might have, like, late stages of...
diabetes.
Yeah. No. No, his name is Alexander. His last name is... Gorg. Well, no, you know how news things say
Yeah.
The last name rather than the first name.
I understand completely.
That's what was throwing me off. And because his name looks like a name.
Because I could have went to high school with him.
Naperville?
Yeah, we had a lot of people. Naperville. Not a lot, but a good amount of people from Naperville at my high school.
No, he's mentally ill.
Yeah, but when did they figure that out? Why did it happen?
I don't know, but I'm assuming he's got the face of a mentally, you know.
How do you not? Why are you? He could have been a soldier and has PTSD or something.
No, he doesn't look like.
No, he doesn't look like. How would you describe him if there was a celebrity comparison?
He's like a fat. Before he got thin, Rogan, Seth Rogan.
That fuck you.
What? But he's like the chunkiest that Seth Rogan was.
Okay, good.
That's this dude.
Great.
And then he's got a beard and he's got a weird haircut.
So it's like half the people you know.
Yeah.
Yes. Great.
Pretty much.
So we got a guy killing his mom in the suburbs and the episode of Louie that's going to exterminate our other half of Friends.
Fantastic.
You better move or get some new people. Something. It's not going well in Chicago right now.
I'm going to go live with the homeless man they found in Ann Curry's house.
What?
This is the best story ever. They found... So apparently Ann Curry was building a townhouse or some shit.
Okay.
That she never finished.
Ann Curry from like NBC... like
yes.
Like Today Show Ann Curry? Dateline yes. Ann Curry? Okay.
They had some house that they were building, and then they stopped it. Now they live somewhere else, and I guess they just left it there to rot. And they found this homeless man who's been squatting.
How long?
In the place for over a year.
Good for him.
Yeah. And then when they were... they took him to a shelter, and as he was, I guess, walking out or whatever, he went, "Ann Curry means crap to me." Poor Ann Curry. Everybody loves Meredith Vieira.
No one has ever said, "I love Meredith Vieira."
Well, yeah, but she took over for her.
Ann Curry took over for Meredith Vieira?
Yeah, because she's gone now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so now Ann Curry's
morning news.
The host.
Ann Curry's way better. Who actually liked Meredith Vieira?
Apparently this homeless man doesn't care for Ann Curry. Maybe he doesn't care for Meredith Vieira. Either.
I think he's just a Katie Couric holdover. What if it was Katie Couric?
Wait, what?
It's Katie Couric as a homeless man.
Yeah, she's hiding.
She's lost her mind.
She's investigative reporting.
No longer has a job. It's fantastic.
And squatting in Ann Curry's house.
That has got to be on a t-shirt at the NBC Christmas party.
What, I squatted in Ann Curry's house?
No, I don't care about... Was it I don't care about Ann Curry?
Ann Curry means crap to
me. Ann Curry means crap. Yep, that's exactly... That's got to be on a t-shirt that Meredith Vieira wears around town.
Poor lady.
And it's like a small town, too, so like everybody knows. Poor lady? Poor Ann Curry?
Well, I just, you know, she does the news, and then she got to do... She's now hosting, I think... No, someone else does the news now because she has to host.
Isn't it the girl that does the news, quote unquote news, on like the Marriage Ref?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. That show still exists?
I think it does.
Ugh.
I like how all of these things can be solved with an easily Googled Google search.
A Google search?
If you just Google Google enough times, does it become Bing?
It just devolves to Bing? Is that what
Here's more pictures. Bing.
I hate Bing.
Why do you hate? I don't hate Bing. I just don't understand.
It's not as easy as everybody says it is.
All right.
AKA the commercials say.
AKA?
Well, they still have a website on NBC.com.
All right, whatever.
The Marriage Ref. I think that's so stupid.
The Marriage Ref as an idea is stupid?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I completely agree.
I don't like hearing about other people's problems.
Fair. That's fair. Well, on that note, we should probably end it. Merle, you got anything to plug?
No.
All right, fantastic.
Wait, my question is, did you ever watch it?
Watch The Marriage Ref?
Yes.
I watched one episode.
Now, do they have to do what the people tell them to do?
No. It's a suggestion.
Oh, so they don't even... See, now that's even worse.
No, they don't. I don't even know if they get anything from being on the show.
I mean, at least when you have to go to court, yeah. to like the People's Court or whatever, you have to do what they say.
Then you know, because no, that's not true. It. People's Court, no, People's Court pays that money that you're rewarded.
No, but you know, well, that's right.
So no, that's another bullshit.
We're just
not
breaking
on in
down.
Prime time.
You're just breaking down everything around my television.
Great.
Viewing.
Finish that sentence. You
whatever
can do
you
it.
Call it.
There you go. Fantastic. Merle, you got anything to plug? No, fantastic. Gil'll be at the Hungry Brain tonight. Who's
yes.
playing tonight? I'm looking at the wall. Baron Von Something is headlining. Tomorrow night, Otter Petter will be there. Those are two very fine shows.
Very excited.
Following week, the 22nd, Amy Soraya will be there. Following that, August 23rd, 8x8, hosted by Megan Gailey for the first time. And then August 28th, you and I will be at the Whistler. August 29th, we'll be doing the talk show at the Hungry Brain. And the following day, I'll be there for 8x8. That is August. There's six more shows left. There's a lot of shows in August. I'm going to sneeze now. Did you hear that?
I did. That was loud.
I know. I even covered my mouth and like moved it away from the microphone. Sorry about that.
You don't do the vampire?
Oh, and this I couldn't because I was holding my notebook.
Okay.
And I couldn't.
Well, you hold it in the crick of your arm? What do you?
I hold it in the crick of my arm. I can't. No, I couldn't move my other one because then I would hit the microphone that's in front of me.
I see.
So I had to move away from it. That explains how I sneeze when a microphone's in front of me. Fantastic.
It sounds like you're just swinging your arms around and then you just sneeze in hopes that it'll catch onto your arm.
Pretty much that's exactly how it works. So that's what's going on. Go to youmethemeverybody.com for information and all that great stuff. Okay. Anything else, Merle?
No.
Fantastic. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful night.